What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I am talking about Fabric 100 by Daisuke Noshima, Chapter 31, Self-Sacrifice for Whom? This chapter came out on July 23rd, 2023, and it's the typical 19 pages. Okay, so I'm not crazy about this chapter, and I think it's just because I'm so tired of this, like, rehash of self-sacrificing, blah, blah, blah. I almost didn't even want to do this because, like, there's nothing new to really say about this. I can at least go over what happens, I guess. Anyway, so the first page, just more of Yako go on about self-sacrifice stuff, whatever. And then it cuts to Kaguya after he's /86. And then the only good part of the chapter is it looks like 86 is going to heal back right away, but no, 100 comes in, smashes the core. Good. No chance of letting 86 come back. Just get it done and over with. I like that. Normally, stuff like this is drawn out. Unfortunately, the self-sacrifice stuff keeps getting drawn out because there's more self-sacrifice talk. Ayako's dying. And yeah, there's a little bit of humor in this now because she's like, all sacrifice does is lead to pain. Like, literally, she's in pain. She says that. It's like, okay, well, at least it's going to be humorous right now. Oh, I'm so tired of it. I'm glad it's finally going to be over after this. I'm sure there'll be more, like, references or flashbacks to this moment because it's an important moment. Ayako does die. So it is kind of like her last dying words, so I should be, I don't know, more empathetic towards it, but I'm tired of it. And then, not only that, even Kaguya, it's like, you should have been able to avoid that, and he's like, the invitation got to you, just like, yeah. But yeah, at least Ayako was helpful, again, because apparently she caught a glimpse of a map that leads to number one space. And then another kind of interesting point is 100 compares herself to Ayako. They're saying they're like two peas in a pod. And because, 3 points, only values yourself, fought for your own benefit, and wouldn't hurt yourself for others. Which, that's really making Ayako sound worse. But it's also, 100 has done this. Yeah, the whole reason 100's doing this is to get Ashibi's blood. But, like, wouldn't hurt herself for others? She has. She literally catches herself on fire now. So, maybe, it kind of shows, like, yeah, Yaku's maybe like fabricants, or maybe 100's kind of like humans, because they're both kind of like this and kind of not. I don't know. Then it cuts to a flashback of stuff they've already talked about, Ayako and Kaguya as kids, not knowing they were doing something wrong and no one getting onto them about it because they were afraid of them, not even the parents. They already said all that stuff before, and that their master was the only one that really disciplined them, and because of that, he actually respected them, or they respected him, and they won't be like him and take over Dojo. Of course, we saw earlier how that worked out for him, and of course, that's not happening, especially because Ayako's dead now, too. Okay. And now we get to actual development, because the rest of that, like I said, most of it was just, yeah, we already know this stuff, blah, 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 self-sacrifice, we get it, okay, let's go on. Cut to number one, bringing back 99, and then 99 uses giant ass moves. Woo, yeah, number one even says, like, okay, at the cost of his base being revealed, they killed a 4-star, severely injured, 5-star, and whatever, it'll be easier if they come to him anyways, especially if 99 can do this. They must have beat 99 before though, so either he got even more upgrades, which he probably did, he's probably even stronger now, or I don't know, I guess there's just less people now since they fought 99 originally. I'm assuming we're gonna get some flashbacks of the original fights, so that's gonna be pretty cool. But yeah, it's starting to finally feel like endgame kind of stuff. This is getting towards the end. As much as like, oh, this could keep going on, I was expecting 100 at most. At this point, it might actually be in. I'm so disappointed they didn't do the more of the amusement part. They literally walked in, went to one attraction, was like, here it is. And there was so much of the cool stuff that could happen. There was only 2 fabricants at that whole place. It's disappointing, but yeah, that's it for this chapter. Interesting thing 100 says, a little kind of cool action with Kaguya 100, very brief, and then number one bringing 99 back. That's the big moment, and looks pretty cool. It's gonna be a cool fight, see where that goes. And since 99 uses ice and 100 uses fire, ooh, but the ice is a lot bigger than 100's fire so far, so We'll just have to see where that goes. It'll probably be a while until they actually fight, but they could run into each other at any moment. I'm sure there would be some in-between chapters just preparing for it, but I don't know. I'm just, this whole chapter just, like, disappointing me. So it's hard to get hype for what's coming next, even though these last few pages were cool. I don't know. But just the title, more sacrifice stuff. That's it. It's finally going to be done. Ooh, okay. But yeah, let's talk about it. What did you think of this chapter? What do you think of number one, number nine? Where do you think it's going to go? Let's talk about all that stuff. You can leave a comment. You can find me on social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com or join my Discord little group there. And hey, no other thing. I have a Ko-fi. Coffee, however people want to pronounce it. I have that. It's mainly for writing, but I include my notes for the videos in my $2 tier. So if you want to join that and help support me so I can keep doing this stuff, go ahead and do that. Links to everything I just mentioned will be in the description like usual, but that's all I have to say about this chapter of 100. If you like what I had to say, go ahead and give a like. You will easily keep up with me. Go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much. Bye.